Don't believe the smart folks who say Britain's vote to leave the European Union and the wild show passing for American presidential politics are just evidence of one big transatlantic hissy fit. They're wrong. Republican and Democratic leaders here, political classes on both sides of the pond, and financial markets around the globe are demonstrating, once again, a remarkable disconnect with the concerns of everyday people from Liverpool to Lansing. Imagine that. Nearly 52% of Britons voted to leave the EU, a move the smart set did not fully anticipate. That's because they figured a majority wouldn't summon the gumption to make it. The so-called Brexit vote promises to shake the post-war global order, to reshape financial markets, to shift security alliances amid an unnerving geopolitical vacuum. The Brits are not alone. Their decision presages the fraught choice in the cage match between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. How populism and false promises can be packaged and sold to folks suspicious of elites. Delivering the promises is another thing entirely. Britons are learning that bitter lesson quickly as asset values swoon, markets gyrate, and politicians on the left and the right show they really don't have a plan to deliver Great Britain 2.0. We could be next. Elections have consequences. Multinational corporations like Detroit's Big Two automakers and Wall Street investment houses are rethinking their presence in the United Kingdom. Standard & Poor's stripped the UK of its AAA credit rating. Political parties are in chaos. And what is currently passing for the British government is mulling methods to leave the EU, if any. All of it promises uncertainty for business and for economic growth. It means reappraisal for global companies deeply planted in an EU that denied the possibility that a Britain divided over immigration and badgering from Brussels would actually bolt. A majority of Britons prove the smart people wrong. The vote is non-binding, legally speaking, but their message to the political class is undeniable. What about us? That's the same question Trump supporters are asking. It's the same question Bernie Sanders asked again and again during the Democratic primaries and clearly intends to take to the party's convention in Philadelphia. What about the people who heard the rationales for trade deals but paid for them with lost jobs and communities? What about the people who lost retirement savings and property values to a global financial meltdown they did not cause? What about the people increasingly fearful the disorder in Syria and Iraq will visit their shores in the form of terrorism and concerns their leaders don't know what they're doing? It's too soon to answer those questions or to know how they'll play before the American voter. But it's not too soon to acknowledge that history and a reassertion of sovereignty can trump transnationalism and confound elites, because in Britain, they just did. I'm Daniel Howes of the Detroit News.